Bez Hashem, learning Shari Chuva Shar Beis Ois Hashir number 96. We ended up with the last Shir Erev Shabbos, where Rabbeinu Yoina, the great Rishon, he had a question. What was his question? He didn't understand how is it that people don't take the messages that Hashem sends us to heart to do tshuva. Specifically, interestingly enough, he's talking to when people are getting older and the hair turns white and gray or falls out. And he says, sometimes our skin gets a little harder, not as soft. You know, the babies, the cheeks. Why do I like the cheeks? Because they're so sweet and so, you know, you want to give a pinch. You get older, it's not so soft anymore. He says, how is it that people don't realize Hashem is doing this for a reason? He's sending us a message that we're not going to be here forever. And we have to do tshuva. So he addresses this topic right now. And he says as follows. There are some people that are so far from the light of tshuva. They're not zoiche. They don't merit. They're in a different zip code. They don't merit to even get this wake-up call. You know, there's Gemara in Tainus, the two great, great Tanoim, Amoraim. They were sitting by the edge of a wall. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan hears the Malachim talking. And the Malachim say, let's drop this wall on the people sitting in front of it. Let's kill them. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilfa, did you hear anything? So they were eating a little snack together. Now these are tremendous Tamidi Chachamim. They needed parnasa, so we're discussing maybe they're going to leave the base measures to go work. So Ilfa says back, no, I didn't hear anything. Rabbi Yochanan realized he was the only one that was zoichet to hear this voice. Ayin Sham, take a look at the Gemara over there in Tainus. I'm not getting into that now. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that there are some people who are not zoichet to hear the voice of Hashem, to get the signs of doing tshuva. That's number one. And one of the reasons for this is because they think they're tzaddikim. They think there's nothing wrong to improve. What do I have to improve? So I'm getting signs to improve. But what, me? I can tell you my neighbor. Tell the person two rows down from me in shul. I can tell you what he has to improve on. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a whole list. But me? Sounds funny, right? But the truth is, this is how the Yetzer Hara works with some people. And they don't realize. Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik, like I said last night, he said we went through a whole pandemic. Did we get the message? Did we improve? Are we learning more? Are we doing more mitzvahs? Beinanu l'chaver, beinanu l'makayim? And another tragedy, Rachman, what's going to have to happen? And the other ones happened, Rachman Letzlan. There's too many of them. You should never hear of these again. They think they're totally fine. They're perfect. But the problem is, says but these people are doing Averis on a regular daily basis. But they don't even realize what an Aver is. There's a lack of sensitivity. A lack of awareness, a lack of connection. This is one of the reasons why no matter what the sign the person will get to wake up and do tshuva, it won't make a difference. You're not talking to me. It's like you have a situation where somebody is pointing to you, but you don't think he knows who you are. So you turn around, right? You turn around, and he's like, no, no, you. So that's the same thing that's happening over here. Hashem is talking, Hashem is pointing his finger, Kiryachol, saying, you. And the person turns around. Oh, he must be talking about that person 2 rows down from my seat where I sit in the shul. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow.